It's very important to restore term limits now because one is that this year we celebrate 50 years of independence. In the last 50 years, we've not seen a peaceful transfer of presidential power and authority from one individual to another. And then two, I also think, of course, it is adding a voice to the call that the time of President Museveni, after having been a president for 27 years in 2016, when he completes his current term, he will have been a president for 30 years, which I haven't led, and I'm a member of parliament. And there are so many MPs actually who are born in his regime. You can imagine your president born and then they become even members of parliament, they are still a president. So we have to discourage such a president, and we don't want it to be the norm that in Uganda, if you become president, you become president almost for the entire life of or the years you are on earth. So it's now that we think that we have a vibrant parliament, that we can actually say, no, look, this is not good for our generation. They have worked for the other generation, but we don't want it to happen subsequently.
How far have you gone in drafting this bill?
The bill is ready. The motion seeking leave of parliament is also ready. So we are basically waiting to meet with the speaker on the time when this can be discussed.
To pass this bill, which is an amendment to the constitution, you will need a big majorities in this parliament. Do you have that majority?
Actually, we need two-thirds of parliament to pass a constitutional amendment. I think it's achievable because the members, at least so far, well, I don't know, some phone calls caused the necessary changes or some authority here and there. But so far, it's quite promising. Members are quite supportive, and we hope if it grows as it is appearing now, we should get the 250 members we need.
In this bill, when passed into law, the calculation of the two-term limits will take effect starting with the next general election in 2016, as you say. That would automatically preclude Mr. Museveni, is that correct?
No, according to the law, you will still be in position to run because apparently we cannot legislate effectively. However, I think it is also a moral call. By implication, there is something it implies equally. Because remember this, the term limits were moved from the Constitution in 2005. Now we are here saying, no, this term limit should be returned when he's still a president. So we are equally drumming and saying, Mr. President, time up. And I hope he gets the message.
But legally, he would be eligible to run if he felt so.
Yeah, legally, he is eligible to run as per the deal, even as per the Constitution, because I think he'll be 73 though. They should be running for his last term. I hope he does it again. But sure, running 2016, I don't think it's the worst mistake that he will make in his life.
How much support has this bill got among the public?
As far as Ugandans are concerned, I think we have almost over probably 80-90% of the population. Because I have not met a single person who is against it. Because they think actually in the first place it was wrong to remove it from the Constitution.
Lastly, when do you intend to table the bill?
We have to meet the Speaker and agree on the timing, but we are looking at mid or towards the end of May.